T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Towards a new diamond. Even if your diamond wasn't originally purchased at Sissy's, we'll find the perfect upgrade from our expansive selection of loose diamonds at unbeatable prices. Shop online, virtually, or in person. Take your love above and beyond with a diamond upgrade from Sissy's Log Cabin. Because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Thursday, a CW original series.
Your dad, he's like an elite ranger guy.
Yeah,
Texas Ranger.
Jared Padalecki stars as Walker.
I'm like, this is my first rodeo.
Named one of the great winter shows to watch.
A ranger's always on the clock.
Critics say Walker packs a powerful punch.
I'm gonna have to take you down.
I won't even catch me. The highly anticipated CW original series, Walker, followed by Legacies, all new Thursday.
Stay tuned for CW 30 News at 9.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Here, my name is Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Her daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're ready for the rematch from just 2 nights ago. Memphis UCF back inside FedEx Forum for the second time this week. Tigers, of course, won the first game by 27 points, shooting above 40% from three-point range for the fifth consecutive game. Can they do it again? We'll find out tonight. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. Jason Mons going to be here at 4:20. He covers Penny Hardaway's Tigers for the Commercial Appeal. Like I said, they're going to be back on the court tonight playing UCF. Mons will be in the building. First, he's going to talk to me. We're going to do that in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do 4 notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Grizzlies had their winning streak snapped last night. Rough time inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We'll discuss what it means and what it doesn't mean around 4:44. Little Uzi Vert, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
Got a $24 million diamond implanted in his face. With all due respect to Mr. Vert, this seems asinine on multiple levels. We're going to explore the situation a little later on this hour. Baylor improved to 17-0 last night with a 14-point win over Texas in Austin. As a result, the Bears are, according to the computers, now registering as a historically great college basketball team. I'll explain how just before 5 o'clock. And Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville said he could not comment on Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene because bad weather has prevented him from following the news. My question, how does bad weather in the year 2021 keep anybody from following the news, provided the weather hasn't eliminated Wi-Fi or your cell phone coverage? We're going to discuss the latest stupid thing the former Ole Miss football coach has said during 4 notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Memphis basketball. We'll get to the Grizzlies later, but I didn't want to start on a 134-116 loss to the Pacers that Big Bet Bennett promised was going to be a Grizzlies victory. Big Bet Bennett, what happened?
You know, you just got to ride that wave until it runs out, and it did, and now we start a new streak.
Now you get an opportunity. That's the thing about having a winning streak snapped, is it just creates an opportunity for you to launch another winning streak. So hopefully that is on deck. Like I said, we'll talk about the Grizzlies later on in this hour. There's not much to say about it. The Grizz looked like a team playing on the second night of a back-to-back in cities separated by roughly 1,200 miles,
yeah.
And they look like it. It happens in the NBA all the time. So we'll save that for later and open on something positive. And the positive is the red-hot shooting University of Memphis Tigers. Back on the court tonight, UCF, the opponent once again, it's a rematch of Monday night's game in which the Tigers jumped to a 17-3 lead, barely 4 minutes in, and then just cruised to a 96-69 victory. They shot 56.3% from the field, 48.1% from three in that win. Specifically, they were 13 of 27 from the arc, which, as I noted yesterday, means that Memphis has shot above 40% from three in five straight games. It breaks down like this. Against Wichita State, they were 11 of 18 from beyond the arc. ECU, 11 of 25. SMU game 1, 10 of 21. SMU game 2, 9 of 20. And then UCF earlier this week, 13 of 27. So the Tigers are 54 for 111 from 3 in the past 5 games. That's 48.6%. Baylor right now is leading the entire country in 3-point shooting. They're shooting 43.9% from 3. So Memphis has been shooting better from 3 over the past 5 games than the nation's best 3-point shooting team. Big Bet Bennett, prop bet for you.
Mm-hmm.
Will Memphis shoot above 40% from 3 tonight for the 6th consecutive game? Yes or no?
Yes.
On what do you base that opinion?
They are playing the exact same team in the exact same place that they shot the lights out 2 nights ago.
It's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I guess I'd say yes, too. They have not, on this season, been a great shooting team, but they have been an incredible shooting team over the past 5 games. It's a pretty wild and unusual shooting turnaround. Before the Wichita State game, they were shooting 30.2% from 3. Currently, that would rank 290th nationally. Now they're shooting 36.2% from 3. That ranks 72nd nationally. So the Tigers have improved by more than 200 spots in the national three-point percentage rankings over the past 5 games. Tonight, Memphis listed as an 11-point favorite. 2 nights ago, I don't know if you remember, but against the same team, same building, the number was just 9.5. So the oddsmakers have adjusted, the computers have adjusted, in response to that 27-point beatdown. If you're curious, the game qualifies as a quadrant 3 opportunity. And that's because UCF is 111th in the net right now. In any home game against a team ranked between 76th and 150th, 60th, is a quad 3 game. So this is a quad 3 game, which is kind of why it's unfortunate that both games for Memphis against UCF are inside FedEx Forum and none are in Orlando. Because I think Memphis could beat this team in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And a win over UCF in Orlando would be a quad 2 win. But here, it's only a quad 3 win. So the AAC moving the game from Orlando to Memphis after the first game was postponed because of COVID issues in UCF's program, it cost the Tigers a quadrant 2 opportunity. And quad 2 games can help your resume if you win them. But quad 3 games, they really only matter, and we talked about this earlier in the week, they really only matter if you lose them. Quad 2 games, you win them, that matters. A quad 3 loss hurts you, and a quad 3 win doesn't really register. So it is very important not to lose games like this. I hear people all the time focusing on the Houston games because Houston's in the top 10, and both those games are going to be quad 1 games, and I get it. They're high-profile games against a high-level opponent. They're undeniably important. But games like this are arguably just as important. a quad three loss will hurt you just as much as a quad one win will help you. So the goal for the Tigers tonight should be simple. Perform well, win by double digits, and avoid what would be a second quadrant three loss. And if you really want to get into the weeds tonight, you could also root for Tulsa to beat SMU. And here's why. Right now, the Tigers' only quad three loss is a home loss to Tulsa. Tulsa's 85th in the net right now. But if Tulsa can get into the top 75, then that loss will become a quad two loss.
Interesting.
And the resume will look better. And yes, I realize some of this might sound silly, like a little too detail-oriented. But this is the setup. This is the system. Like, the quad system is how teams are evaluated by the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. And on Selection Sunday, and honestly in the days leading up to it, you want your team sheet to look as clean as possible. And having zero losses outside of the first two quadrants is cleaner than having one loss or more than one loss outside of the first two quadrants. So this kind of stuff really is important. I mean, you don't have to watch every possession, but if you're trying to figure out as a fan, what should I be rooting for tonight, both inside FedEx Forum and around the country, the answer is pretty simple. Inside FedEx Forum, you want Memphis to try to replicate what it did two nights ago against UCF. Does that mean jump out 17-3 and win by 27? It'd be nice, but not necessarily. Just perform well. Like, beat them as badly as you're supposed to beat them. The computers say that's 11 points. So try to beat them by 11. Try to beat them by 15. Try to beat them as bad as you can beat them. Because the other thing Memphis can do while playing opponents like UCF is not necessarily add big wins, but you can avoid bad losses while improving your computer numbers. So it's not enough just to win. You want to win while performing well and getting the computer numbers in a way that make them more attractive while you're also making your resume more attractive. That's the goal for Memphis inside FedEx Forum tonight. If you're a Memphis fan looking outside of FedEx Forum, the most obvious place to look tonight is that SMU-Tulsa game. Tulsa, again, is 85th in the net. You have a home loss to Tulsa. If that home loss is a loss to a team in the top 75, it's a quad two loss. Outside of 75, it's a quad three. So right now it's a quad three. But if Tulsa could somehow get in the top 75, then it's a quad two. And then Memphis could, again, avoid a loss tonight. Memphis could, if Tulsa ever gets into the top 75, either tomorrow morning or at any point going forward, then Memphis would have zero losses outside of the first two quadrants. And that is important if you're going to be a bubble team. And at this moment, based on the way Memphis started this season, the best case scenario, the very best, is that Memphis is going to find itself in the final 2 weeks of the season very much on the bubble. Perhaps the right side, maybe the wrong side, but Memphis is, again, best case scenario, looking like a bubble team. There is a path to an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament, but that path involves Memphis avoiding losses in games like the one they're going to play tonight. And it also probably would be enhanced by the bad loss you took at home becoming a not as bad loss. That quad three loss turning into a quad two loss. So if you're a Memphis fan, put your Memphis hat on tonight and then pair it with a Tulsa shirt. That's where right. the rooting interests lie tonight. If you're a Memphis fan, you need the Tigers to win impressively while Tulsa upsets SMU. And that's the best case scenario for the Tigers tonight.
You kind of touched on this already, but you're saying you don't think that they necessarily have to win either of those Houston games to still have a path to an at-large bid.
I don't think so. No. I mean, when you start looking at other, quote, bubble teams, like I went to Joe Lenardi's bracket earlier today. He, of course, worked for ESPN. And he's got Duke as, like, the eighth team out. So Duke's outside of the bracket right now, but very much still on the bubble, according to Joe Lenardi. Now, Duke has incredible computer numbers. Like, Duke is still top 35 at KenPom. But the truth is Duke is not good. I mean, Duke is 66th in the net. That's four spots behind Memphis. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Duke's actual quadrant breakdown, they're 1-3 in the first quadrant. They are 2-1 in the second quadrant. And they are 2-2 in quadrant three. So Duke has two losses outside of the first two quadrants and only three wins inside of the first two quadrants. Memphis also has three wins inside of the first two quadrants and only one win. Only one loss outside of the first two quadrants. And I know, again, this is just a jumbled numbers mess. I apologize. But my point is this. Memphis' resume, I would argue, is really close to and perhaps better than Duke's resume right now. And Duke, according to Joe Lenardi, is in the last eight out grouping. So Memphis is, I would assume, probably in that 9 to 15 range. Like maybe 15 teams out, Memphis would be in there somewhere. But there are teams in Joe Lenardi's projected bracket right now and teams in Jerry Palm's projected bracket right now that do not have quadrant one wins. So what that suggests is you don't need quadrant one wins to actually get into the bracket as an at-large team. You just need one of the, you know, better bodies of work. And based on the way both of those brackets are shaping out, the biggest difference between Memphis and some of the teams that are at the bottom of the bracket is that some of the teams that are at the bottom of the bracket have better losses than Memphis. Not necessarily better wins. Like, VCU does not really have better wins than Memphis. But VCU has better losses than Memphis. In other words, VCU has avoided bad losses better than Memphis has avoided bad losses. So to me, the trick going forward isn't to sweep Houston. Because let's be honest, you're not going to sweep Houston. Houston is awesome. The best defensive team in the country and the best offensive rebounding team in the country. I mean, that's why they're a nightmare to play. You can't score on them, and they create all of these extra possessions by grabbing offensive rebounds at a rate literally better than anybody else in the country. Memphis is playing better. Memphis is not going to sweep Houston. Here's the thing. You don't have to sweep Houston. I don't even think you've got to beat Houston. Losing to Houston is not going to hurt your resume. Not like losing to UCF or losing to any of these other teams will. Losing to Houston is going to be about the same thing any bubble team would do. The trick is avoid the bad losses. If you told me right now, you could put it on a table and I could take it if I want it. Memphis wins every game it plays the rest of this season, except every game it plays against Houston. I would take that right now, and I would submit that would be good enough to get into the NCAA tournament. Win every game that you play except for the games against Houston. And if you go to KenPom right now, Memphis is projected to win every game it plays except for the games against Houston. If they perform to what the computer suggests is very capable, I think that's good enough to get into the NCAA tournament. The idea that you need to sweep Houston or win a game against Houston, I think is incorrect. Now, it won't be incorrect if you mess up and lose a UCF game or mess up and lose a Cincinnati game or mess up and lose a Temple game or a South Florida game. Then, yes, you're going to have to make up. That's the way you eliminate bad losses. You offset them with great wins. But if you can avoid the bad losses, you don't have to offset them with great wins. I wouldn't focus. If I were Penny Hardaway, if I was anybody in that program, I would not be that focused on trying to beat Houston. I would be more focused on trying to avoid losses to anybody not named Houston. And if you can do that from this point forward, forget about what happened in November. Forget about what happened in December. Forget about what happened in January. From this point forward, if you can just win the games you're supposed to win and lose the games you're supposed to lose, I think that gets you on the right side of the bubble on Selection Sunday. I'll talk to Jason Munns about it next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get a free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Jewelers?
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience, plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
Are you a cash kind of better? Try Action 24/7 for cash deposits and withdrawals. Visit Action247.com for locations. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Whatever it is that drives you, the U.S. Army offers training, expertise, and the surprising breadth and depth of opportunities you need. Just answer one thing. What's your warrior? Find out at GoArmy.com. Text ASFC to GoArmy for more info or call 901-324-1387.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right.
Keeping ourselves and our family safe has never been more on our minds than it is right now. Best way to do it? Use Germ Ready. That's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It takes 30 seconds to apply properly. You got the bottle, one squirt, rub it in, 30 seconds, kills 99.99% of all germs. And here's the best part. It keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. In other words, you apply it once and you're set for hours. Why is this great? Let me explain. I don't know what you've been doing, but for much of the past year, everywhere I go, I got to carry hand sanitizer in my pocket. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm grabbing some chocolate milk, sanitizing my hands. I'm grabbing some cauliflower. I'm sanitizing my hands. I'm grabbing some smoked sausages. Then I'm sanitizing my hands. It's just too much. Too much to ask. Germ Ready, you don't have to do that because it keeps killing germs up to 6 hours. So you put it on in your car. You say, thank you, Germ Ready. You set it down, put it in your seat, and you grab your phone, you grab your mask, you go inside the grocery store. You don't have to carry it with you. You're set for 6 hours.
Germ Ready's fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free. It's safe for all skins. If you don't have a bottle yet, get one. Amazon.com. You got an Amazon Prime subscription? They'll send it to your front door. Bottle costs 10 bucks. Go to the search engine, type in Germ Ready hand sanitizer. It'll pop right up. Learn more at germready.com. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready. Grizzlies took a loss last night in Indianapolis. We'll get into that next. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he is the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. It's Jason Muntz. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Jason, the Tigers, you know, as recently as six games ago, were statistically one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the entire country. In these past five games, they are shooting incredibly 48.6% from three. The specific numbers are 54 of 111. Is this just a good shooting team, finally shooting the ball well? Is it a hot streak that's not indicative of how good they actually are? Is it something to do with the new offense that's creating better opportunities? How do you, as somebody who watches every bounce of every possession, make sense of the way the Tigers have been shooting the ball over these past five games?
I think the right answer is some of all of the above, I think. Yes, they have worked on the offense. They have instituted new concepts, new schemes, some new sets and that sort of thing. And that, you know, and they've actually worked on them. You know what I mean? Like, they practiced them. They had that long layoff. I don't think it's any coincidence that they had whatever it was, 19 days or something like that, where other teams were getting caught up with COVID. And so all Memphis could do was sit around and practice for almost 3 weeks. They played Tulsa coming off that 19-day layoff and didn't look very good, but that was, you know, that was the first game afterward. And then every game since then, they've looked really, really good, especially on offense. So I think that was – a lot of it is the fact that, you know, yes, they've instituted some new things on offense and actually had a chance to practice them, had a chance to work on them, and took advantage of that time. The other thing is, yeah, they're talented. I mean, this is a you look at what Landers Nolly's done in his career at other places. You look at what, Lester Quinones was capable of coming out of high school, and you know, you see those things starting to come to fruition. These guys are feeling more comfortable, and they've shortened, you know, Penny shortened the rotation, and guys are starting to they're learning they've learned their roles, and they're comfortable in their roles, and so I think that's got something to do with it, and the other part of it is, yeah, they're really hot. You know, teams can get streaky, and I think that's also something that you have to, you know, you have to check this, chalk this up to some of that as well.
Obviously, point guard play has been an issue all season. Alex Lomax has had good moments, but he's limited in a variety of ways. Boogie Ellis getting the ball in his hands has been a big topic of conversation. Do you think that's the best option, Boogie Ellis as your primary ball handler?
I think the jury's out. I mean, you know, it's not like he hasn't had his opportunities. It's not like they haven't given him chances to do this before. I mean, he started 26 games, for crying out loud, last year. And I know a lot of that was kind of at the two spot, but part of the reason why that is because he couldn't handle it at the one. You know, going into this season, everybody was kind of thinking it was going to be Alex Lomax, then Damian Ball, and even some Boogie Ellis, and none of them could get it done early on this season. So they had to turn to Lester Quinones for a little while, and then they were starting Jaden Hardaway for a few games in a row, even though he wasn't, you know, like, quote unquote, a point guard. He was bringing the ball up the court a few times, you know, while he was in there, but he wasn't, you know, your prototypical point guard necessarily. But I think, like I said, I think the jury's still out. It was one game. And it was against a UCF team that has lost, what now, 7 of its last 8, and had just 48 hours earlier gone to overtime on the road at Wichita State. So I think that, let's see what he does today. Let's see what he does Saturday against East Carolina, if he does well tonight. And then, you know, see how he does next week against Cincinnati on Thursday when the competition starts to get a little stiffer. That's kind of what I would say to that. I do get the sense that he is much more comfortable and confident. He was Monday night than he has been possibly since he's gotten here. And that's, you know, this is a guy who has played really well at times. He, you know, shot the lights out against NC State on Thanksgiving in Brooklyn last season, and then had that great season opener against St. Mary's. So, but I feel like the way he played against UCF two nights ago was perhaps the most comfortable he's looked in a Memphis uniform since he got here.
Talking to Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal. I know that it must be difficult for fans and even players, because I've watched it all season, to get up for the second game of a back-to-back against a team that you're clearly better than and a team that you just beat by 27. But the point I've made over the past couple of days is, you know, everybody focuses on these big opportunities like the Houston games. But and I get it. Like, you playing a ranked opponent, having a chance to, you know, record a signature win that would get you on SportsCenter, that's all big stuff. But the truth is, at least from my perspective, please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, the way these brackets are put together, the way teams are evaluated, a loss at home to UCF will damage you just about as much as a win over Houston would help you. Those things would probably offset each other. And so, again, I know it can be difficult to get up for games like this, but this game they're going to play here in a little more than 2 hours is massive, if only because there are only two outcomes to a basketball game. You either win it or you lose it, and taking a quad three loss at home to a UCF team this bad would be devastating to Memphis's bubble hopes.
That's you're exactly right, and that's where, in my opinion, coaches, support staff, the veteran leaders on teams, that's where they need to either earn their money or, you know, really lean into their role if they're on the player side, because, you know, those are the people who need to establish that very notion that, you know, we didn't do ourselves any favors when we're talking about an at-large consideration, from an at-large consideration standpoint, earlier this year. So, you know, the cards have been dealt the way they have. We can't change what happened in the past, but we can. It's not all is lost yet necessarily. And if we want to make a decision difficult for somebody, for a group of people, hopefully, in a month or so, then we can't just go out here and, just be better than this UCF team. We have to be leaps and bounds, head and shoulders better. I know you saw it. They went from, I think, 55 to 50 in KenPom by beating the number 109 team in KenPom, which, you know, you beat them by 6 or 8 or 10, that doesn't happen. You beat them by 27, and people, you know, the computers are going to give you a good bump that you wouldn't, you know, that you wouldn't otherwise normally get. So, I think that's where, again, that's where the coaches, the support staff, the veteran leaders, the Alex Lomaxes, the DeAndre Williams of the Tiger Nation need to step in and say, you know, let's focus. You know, we've still got a job to do.
We're talking to Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal. He's on Twitter at Munsley. Obviously, when you're trying to project, quote, what's going to be good enough to get an at-large bid, it's kind of a fool's game, because we don't know how many bids are going to be stolen, if the bubble is going to shrink. It can be complicated trying to do that in early February. But just in general,
you know, I have sort of pushed back on the idea that they, quote, have to get a win over Houston. It would obviously be wonderful, but I really do believe if from this point forward they win every game they're going to be favored to win, which is every game except for the Houston games. If they just win all of those games, and I know like that's hard to do. You know, they've got a bunch of bad losses on the resume. That's how they're in this situation. But if they, the Tigers, could win every game they're going to be favored to win, which, again, is every game except the Houston games, I really do think that's probably good enough to get them in the NCAA tournament. Do you have an opinion on that?
I think there's something to that, and if there is, then I think the fact that, taking this season for what it is, this COVID season, and whether or not the committee is going to take into account, for instance, in Memphis's case, what they looked like without DeAndre Williams and what they look like with DeAndre Williams eligible. So I could see if the committee is going to take those sorts of things into consideration, what a team looked like early in the season as opposed to what they look like now, what a team looked like without this particular player before the rule went into effect that allowed that, you know, that player to get on the floor. You know, if that is going to be an actual thing that they that's part of their decision-making process, then yes, I don't think that you have to necessarily, depending on what you do in the conference tournament, that I think also will play a factor. I mean, as you alluded to, a win over Houston, whether it's there or here, would certainly make life a lot easier on you if you're able to get a win or two wins over Houston. But I'm not prepared. I don't know if I would say that they don't have to win one of those two games against Houston, but it's probably too early to say that they do have to win one of those two games.
To your point about DeAndre Williams, the committee is not supposed to weigh, quote, how you're playing lately any more than they weigh how you played in November. Like, the schedule is the schedule and your resume is the resume. But what they are supposed to do is evaluate you based on the players you have available on Selection Sunday. And this will be something that the American Athletic Conference makes sure the committee understands, that Memphis will make sure the committee understands, that, yes, at this moment, Memphis has six losses. But DeAndre Williams wasn't involved in three of those losses, and he is their second-leading scorer and, I think, maybe second- or third-leading rebounder. He's a very important player. And so if we really are – like in serious bubble conversations in championship week, these are things that absolutely could matter because, you know, DeAndre Williams not being a part of this team from the jump, I guess I would just submit this. They wouldn't have six losses right now if DeAndre Williams was a part of this team from the jump. Do you subscribe to that?
I do, 100%. I think they probably got two, maybe, at this stage. I think if DeAndre Williams had been able to be with the team for those first seven games, I think they probably win one of those two that they lost in South Dakota. I feel like they beat Auburn, and I feel like because, you know, this team evolves faster with him playing earlier, I don't think they lose both games to Tulsa. The fact of the matter is he is an extremely important piece of this team. I would argue, you know, there's been a lot of talk the last couple of days of how well they played, how well Memphis has played over the last five games. I'd argue he's one of the three, out of the three most important players, Alex Lomax, Landers Nolley, and DeAndre Williams, he might be the most important. He's like shooting 66% from the floor, averaging, I don't know, 5.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. He had like five steals two nights ago. I mean, he is a difference maker, and Memphis is obviously very different with him on the floor.
Wrapping up here with Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal. Last thing before I let you go, it was unclear whether Jordan Nesbitt would actually play this season for the Tigers, although it seemed to make sense that he would, given that it's a free year of eligibility. He did make his debut, played 7 minutes. You know, it was only 7 minutes. He wasn't that productive. But what, if anything, did you see that might be encouraging from the early enrollee?
He looked... Like, he has some serious dog in him, and that's not from me just watching the 7 minutes that he played the other night. That's certainly plays into it, because there was a moment where there was a little bit of a scrum after a hard foul on DJ Jeffries, and Jordan comes in, and there's like an innocent hand check, if you will, from a UCF player, and Jordan swatted that dude's hand down so fast, like... You're up 30, and you're in like minute number two of your college career. You're a few days away, removed from playing high school ball in Missouri, and you're not taking nothing from nobody. And I thought that was telling for the type of, you know, for what he brings to the floor, almost like an intangible, from an intangible standpoint, but. Yeah, no, I think he brings a level of athleticism, a level of self-assuredness. I don't know how much, you know, I don't know if he's going to play in games, meaningful minutes. You know, certainly those 7 against UCF the other night weren't necessarily what would quote-unquote meaningful. But, you know, I think whatever he brings or, you know, however much he plays, he's going to bring some swagger. He's going to bring some athleticism. He's going to hit some threes. He's going to rebound the ball well. He's going to defend extremely well. I think that's something that you know, everybody is really, really high on him for right now. And I think the tricky thing is, how much run can he get in these next, what, 3 games? And if he's able to get, you know, a handful of minutes in these next, you know, a piece in these next 3 games, does that mean that he is then ready to give you something against Houston? Because if he can, then that certainly adds another level of intrigue to that upcoming game, that Valentine's Day game against Houston.
That is Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal. Make sure you're reading him, commercialappeal.com. He is on Twitter at Munsley. If you're going to be following the Tigers game tonight, make sure you're following him there. I always appreciate your time, buddy. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch up again with you real soon.
All right. Thanks, TP.
All right. That's Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal. Let me tell you that the place to celebrate the 55th edition of the big game is FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel, you can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when Kansas City plays Tampa Bay. That's right. You can bet $5 and win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game this Sunday. Right now, as I've told you many times, I'm leaning toward Kansas City. I think I would enjoy watching Tom Brady win a 7th Super Bowl, but I'm just not sure Tampa Bay is going to be able to keep up with the Chiefs. We'll see. Either way, I'll be playing the game at FanDuel, which is an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. It's where I wager, and if you want to know why, here's why. Because it's easy to use. They have fast withdrawals. They have odds boosts and specials every single day. It's the best site available. If you haven't tried FanDuel yet, now's the perfect time. So go download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for problem gambling support. Call 1-800-889-9789. The Grizzlies had the winning streak snapped last night inside Bankers Life downtown Indianapolis. We'll talk Grizz next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Quick cash could do you right. Quick cash could do you right. You could win some cash in an instant. You could win it later that night. Fun now, fun later. Add quick cash to a drawing game. Like Lotto America, cash for life, and even Tennessee cash. Add quick cash to any of them, and you can win cash in a flash.
Today's the day to play quick cash from the Tennessee Lottery.
It's game-changing fun. Ooh. Now please play responsibly.
We welcome you now to Skateboard Vert. On the deck, it's the extreme one, Tristan Jaden, dropping in, and whoa, no way!
Did he just frontside backside that?
He did, Brooks. He hit the front of that Extreme Cash instant game, flipped it, scratched the back, and this crowd is loving it.
We've seen extreme tricks before, Ryder, but I don't know how you top this. I really don't.
Take your fun to the extreme with Extreme Cash Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, invites you to discover a brand new way to bet parlays. Introducing One Game Parlay, an exciting new feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and raise the stakes for a chance to win big. Making your same game win, total, and prop picks is easy with One Game Parlay. New to BetMGM? Sign up today and make every play of every game matter more than ever. You can make One Game Parlay bets on pro football, soccer, and NBA games with more sports coming soon. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in yards for the star running back. Log in today or download the BetMGM app and try One Game Parlay. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Thursday, a CW original series.
Your dad, he's like an elite Ranger guy.
Yeah,
Texas Ranger.
Jared Padalecki stars as Walker.
I'm like, this is my first rodeo.
Named one of the great winter shows to watch.
A Ranger's always on the clock.
Critics say Walker packs a powerful punch.
I'm going to have to take you down.
I won't even catch me.
The highly anticipated CW original series, Walker, followed by Legacies, all new Thursday.
Stay tuned for CW 30 News at 9.
Last night's sleep? Interrupted by pain? Tonight, silence it. With new ZzzQuil Night Pain. Restful sleep, now with powerful pain relief. ZzzQuil Night Pain combines America's number one sleep aid with a maximum strength pain reliever. So you can fall asleep fast and wake feeling rested, because pain should never get in the way of a great night's sleep. New ZzzQuil Night Pain. Silence pain. Sleep soundly. Available at retailers near you.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big.
Nah, let me try that again.
Big. Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Don't make it difficult this year. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers and buy her diamonds. Spend $99 or more and get a dozen free roses and a box of chocolates. Bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing, Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com while supplies last.
This season's hottest collection is dropping to a dinner table near you. Meet the new Golden Standard, Church's new Texas tenders, accessorized with butterfly shrimp. Snag your Texas tenders and shrimp meal for just $5. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich. Sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell.
And I'm Kevin Hart.
And we're both on the new Audible.
You know, the new Audible has Audible originals, right?
And now podcasts, too.
Man, from Shakespeare to The Sandman, Audible has endless content by the greatest minds who ever lived, all in one place.
Are you including us in that statement?
Obviously.
I'm into that.
Check out my new Audible original.
And my new podcast, plus so much more. Download the Audible app to get started.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. The Garden.
killer. This Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. Last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80 proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you could drink it straight, and it really is. I swear, hand to heart, what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You could spend more money, twice as much money, on other bottles of vodka. Every liquor store carries them. But why would you do that if I've identified a quality vodka that's reasonably priced? Spend the rest of your money on other things. You can get a big bottle of New Amsterdam, most places less than $20. It's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodka, they've got a bazillion different flavors. Lemon, watermelon, apple, coconut. Look for your favorite flavor. If you don't see it in your favorite liquor store, ask them to get it. They can get it for you. Also, got a gluten-free vodka. Not every vodka company makes a gluten-free vodka. New Amsterdam does, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Carger's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, I have 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
It was yesterday afternoon when Big Bet Bennett enthusiastically yelled that he was slamming Grizzlies plus 4.5 because the Grizz were on a 7-game winning streak and playing the Pacers. So I was fired up.
Yeah.
And then it down 10 after one quarter, lose at 134 to 116, winning streak snapped. What do you have to say for yourself, Big Bet Bennett?
Well, like I said in the first segment, like we're just riding the wave here. I think you can't jump off that ship until it drowns. And now that it's sunk, like we're just moving on.
I actually think not jumping off a ship until it drowns is the worst advice you could give somebody. Like, there's no worse advice. Like, you can't jump off the ship until you're sunk. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm done giving advice on this show. I'm done.
No. Bennett says go down with the ship. I say get off the ship.
I'm going down.
Bennett would have been the guy like just hanging out on the Titanic, being like, I don't think you can get off yet.
I guess I understand the reasoning. Like they're tired. They played 3 games in 4 nights. Like, it's, you know, Indy was coming off a bad loss and they had some rest. So obviously it was not set up well for the Grizzlies last night. But whatever, man. I'm a Grizzlies fan and I'm riding with them. And now that the streak is over, we're going to start a new one and I'm going to start my own new streak.
There you go. Okay, so Grizz, and this is why I don't think it's a big deal for all the reasons you just said.
Right.
Second night of a back-to-back. You're traveling 1,200 miles. That is set up for you to lose. And
yeah, I was surprised at Indianapolis, though, or at Indiana, the Pacers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Indiana's okay. I mean, they're okay. But you certainly don't want to, you know, lose to them by double digits and be out of the game basically after one quarter, certainly at halftime. But that's almost a scheduled loss. You know, that winning streak was going to end somewhere. You know, the other way to look at it is, you know, the Grizzlies are 7-1 in their past 8 games.
Right.
that's pretty terrific.
I'll take it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Ja didn't play well. He's 2-10 from the field. He was, I think, a minus 24. He had 5 assists but 4 turnovers. After the game, he just said, like, I felt like we didn't even show up. And, again, that happens in that league all the time.
Right.
To teams who are traveling and playing back-to-back. So, again, unfortunate, but not too surprising. And so now you just hope they do what you're supposed to do after a situation like that, which is travel back home and get ready to play a game against a team that you are supposed to beat in your own building, and that is the Houston Rockets. They'll be back inside FedEx Forum tomorrow night with an 8 o'clock Central tip, and the Grizzlies right now are listed as 1-point favorites. So perhaps they'll start a new winning streak against Christian Wood and the Houston Rockets.
Story number two.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, well, I've been hearing about him today. What's going on?
So he bought like a 10 or an 11 carat diamond. Those are expensive.
Yeah.
It is valued at $24 million. It's a $24 million pink diamond.
Okay.
And he was apparently worried that if he put it in a ring, he might lose it.
I get that.
Sure. I mean, I've lost probably 10 wedding rings.
Yeah, I mean, they're very easy to lose.
Yeah, I take them off when I'm you know, typing. Like, I don't have my wedding ring on right now. I don't like to wear it when I'm working, and I'm always working, so I set it down all the time. And then I used to lose them. Like, I'd leave it at Starbucks, or I'd leave it in a hotel. I now buy all my wedding rings on Amazon. They're like $8 rings. I have a drawer full of wedding rings.
Oh, you've got like the kind of like replacement ring or whatever.
Yeah, I've just got like my first wedding ring was nice, and then I lost it within a year, and
right.
It was like, well, what am I gonna? I'm gonna keep buying nice rings every time. Like, this is not gonna stop happening. So let's just be smart about this. It's just a ring, honestly. A man's wedding ring, you can't tell whether that's expensive or cheap. At least I can't.
Right.
So I just bought I bought like 10 off of Amazon.com. And I just have a drawer at my desk, and whenever I need to put my wedding ring on, I can grab one of five or six. They're all sitting there. So I understand the thinking behind, I don't want to put this very expensive thing on a ring because I might lose it. But Lil Uzi Vert took it to a place I was not anticipating. He planted it, had it implanted in his forehead. He now has a $24 million diamond in his forehead.
Yeah. I'm looking at the picture right now. It looks incredibly painful. I'm not sure if that was the best route to go to make sure that you don't lose the thing. Because, again, have you seen the picture?
Oh, sure. I've seen every angle.
That's a big diamond, GP.
It's a big diamond to put right in between your eyeballs. I'm with you. Seems painful. I don't want anything on my forehead. Here's the larger issue, I think. We live in a world where you'll get robbed for Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to you walking around with a $24 million diamond on your forehead? Aren't you begging to be attacked?
And if you do get attacked and get it taken out, like, I mean, it looks pretty embedded in there. Like, we don't know, like, what kind of injury that could cause to him.
Could pull his brain out.
It could pull his brain out of his head.
Imagine you're a little Uzi Vert, and now you're having to walk around your $24 million pink diamond has been ripped from your forehead, so that's a loss, and now your brain's out.
Now, he is being accused of being a bit of a poser for doing this. Are you familiar with Vision?
I mean, I have Vision. Like, I can see.
Well, he's an Avenger. There's an Avenger. His name is Vision. Are you familiar with him?
I'm only familiar because I saw it referenced in response to Lil Uzi Vert today.
Okay, so Vision is really popular right now because they just released that new show, WandaVision, on Disney Plus, and Vision carries the Mind Stone, which is a yellow gem that is embedded right in the middle of his forehead. So very similar. I think there's a little bit of copycat going on here.
He's copycatting an Avenger character. That's what you're suggesting.
Very, very similar. If you put the pictures side by side, it does look like he copied off of the Avengers character. Yes.
Whatever the motivation, I think it's a pretty reckless thing to do. A, to invest $24 million. Like, there can't be a scenario where Lil Uzi Vert is the biggest thing in the world, or even a thing in the world for, you know, another 10 years, right? Like, this rap game don't last that long for most people.
Right.
So I don't know that I'd be – listen, when I was young and had just a little bit of money, not even like Lil Uzi Vert money, of course not, but like just I didn't know how to handle that. So I get it. Like, when I was – I think he's 26 years old. When I was 26 years old, I was spending monies in a way that I should not have been spending money. So I understand it. I'm not judging. I'm just saying – seems like you should have somebody around you that would say, you don't really need a $26 million diamond in your face.
Yeah.
A, because, like, you know, you could maybe put that money away for when, you know, you're an old, washed-up rapper young people don't care about anymore. And B, walking around with $26 million on your face is inviting somebody to try to take your face apart.
Okay, well, counterpoint, if you do get older and things don't go your way, you lose it all, you lose all your money and everything like that, you've got a 24, you've got $24 million sitting right there on your forehead.
Think about that. Imagine you're like, you're like, oh, geez, money's getting tight. Except I got a $24 million diamond on my head.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm just saying, I seen videos of people getting robbed for Gucci bags, right?
Yeah.
People getting robbed for things that are much less expensive than $24 million. So I personally, like, I wouldn't want to drive around with $24 million in my car because I'd be scared somebody's going to know this is here, and then I'm going to get blocked in, and then I'm going to have a gun to my hand, and I'm either going to get shot or lose $24 million, maybe both, right? That's just me. That's the way I think. If I were Lil Uzi Vert, I'd be concerned about, like, the whole world now knowing you have $24 million literally on your head.
I'd be concerned, too.
Like there is somebody listening right now to us who would cut Lil Uzi Vert's head off for $24 million. Like, are you not increasing the likelihood that you're beheaded for that diamond in your forehead?
I think you are, yeah. I think you're the most likely person to get beheaded in a robbery, yes,
at this point. There is no debating that at this point in the United States of America, nobody is more likely to be beheaded for monetary gain than Lil Uzi Vert. So I just think he's created a problem that didn't need to be created, but, you know, whatever. I wish him luck.
Story number three.
So the biggest game in college basketball last night was Baylor at Texas, and Baylor rolled Texas like Baylor rolls everybody. 83-69 final score. It was a competitive game, but Baylor...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.